The social communication mistake most people make. In every conversation, meeting, and social interaction, there's a critical error that undermines relationships, destroys trust, and sabotages professional success. This mistake is so pervasive that it affects nearly everyone, yet most people remain completely unaware they're making it. The error isn't about speaking too quickly, using the wrong words, or having poor body language, though these matter. The fundamental mistake is failing to truly listen while being so focused on what we want to say next. This communication blunder manifests in countless ways: interrupting others mid-sentence, formulating responses while someone is still speaking, making assumptions about what people mean, and missing crucial emotional cues. Research shows that most communication failures stem from listening-related issues, yet we spend far more time learning to speak than learning to listen effectively. Why we fall into this communication trap? The human brain processes information at approximately 400 words per minute, while most people speak at only 125 to 150 words per minute. This processing gap creates mental space that our minds naturally fill with internal commentary, judgment, and response preparation. Instead of using this cognitive surplus to deeply understand the speaker, we unconsciously shift into transmission mode, planning our brilliant comeback or counter-argument. This tendency is amplified in our hyper-connected world, where attention spans are shrinking and the pressure to respond quickly feels constant. Social media has conditioned us to react immediately, often before fully processing what we've read or heard. Workplace communication experts have identified this as the number one mistake that can damage professional reputations, yet it continues to plague interactions at every level of organizations. Our educational system also contributes to this problem. We're taught to have quick answers, to be the first to raise our hands, and to demonstrate knowledge through speaking. Rarely are we explicitly trained in the sophisticated skill of listening for understanding rather than listening for opportunities to respond. The hidden costs of poor listening. When we fail to listen effectively, the consequences extend far beyond missing information. In personal relationships, poor listening creates emotional distance and resentment. Partners feel unheard and unvalued, friends drift apart, and family conflicts escalate unnecessarily. The person who consistently interrupts or seems distracted during conversations gradually loses the trust and respect of those around them. Professionally, the stakes are equally high. Managers who don't truly listen to their teams miss critical insights, fail to address employee concerns, and create cultures where people stop sharing important information. The communication habit that separates effective managers from true leaders is precisely this ability to listen with genuine curiosity and openness. Sales professionals who focus on their pitch instead of truly understanding client needs consistently underperform compared to those who master consultative listening. Negotiations fail when parties talk past each other instead of seeking to understand underlying interests and concerns. Public speaking coaches frequently observe that even experienced speakers make this fundamental error, focusing so intensely on delivering their message that they lose connection with their audience. Recognizing the signs of pseudo-listening. Most people believe they're good listeners, but honest self-reflection reveals the truth. Pseudo-listening, the appearance of listening without true engagement, is remarkably common. Signs include formulating responses while others speak, interrupting to share similar experiences, asking questions that were already answered, and providing advice before fully understanding the situation. Another telltale sign is emotional reactivity. When we're triggered by something someone says, our listening often shuts down entirely as our minds race to defend, correct, or counterattack. This reactive listening prevents us from understanding the complete message and the emotions behind it. Body language also reveals poor listening habits. Specific body language signals communicate whether we're genuinely engaged, and people unconsciously pick up on these cues. Looking at phones, fidgeting, or positioning our bodies away from speakers sends clear messages about our level of interest and respect. The neuroscience of effective listening. True listening activates multiple brain regions simultaneously. The auditory cortex processes sound, language centers decode meaning, the prefrontal cortex analyzes information, and mirror neurons help us understand emotions and intentions. When we're planning responses instead of listening, these neural networks can't function optimally. Neurological research reveals that empathetic listening, truly trying to understand another person's perspective, activates the same brain regions as if we were experiencing their emotions ourselves. This neural mirroring creates genuine connection and understanding, but it requires mental presence and intentional focus. The default mode network, active when our minds wander, often hijacks our attention during conversations. Relationship experts identify this mental wandering as a top communication error that damages connections, emphasizing the need for mindful listening practices. Building genuine listening skills. Developing authentic listening abilities requires deliberate practice and mindset shifts. The foundation is curiosity, approaching conversations with genuine interest in understanding others' perspectives, experiences, and feelings. This curious mindset naturally reduces the urge to interrupt or judge. Active listening techniques provide practical frameworks for improvement. These include reflecting back what you've heard, "It sounds like you're feeling frustrated about the project timeline," asking open-ended questions that encourage elaboration, "Can you help me understand what that experience was like for you?" and summarizing key points to ensure understanding. Maintaining natural conversation flow requires balancing listening with appropriate responses. The goal isn't to become passive but to ensure that responses demonstrate understanding and invite continued sharing rather than redirecting attention to ourselves. Pausing before responding is a powerful technique that most people underutilize. This brief silence allows the speaker to add additional thoughts, shows respect for their message, and gives you time to formulate a thoughtful response rather than a reactive one. Advanced listening strategies. Once basic listening skills are established, more sophisticated techniques can transform communication effectiveness. Listening for emotions beneath words often reveals more important information than the literal content. When someone says, "Fine, whatever," the emotion, likely frustration or resignation, is more significant than the words themselves. Listening for what isn't said is equally important. Hesitations, topic changes, and omissions often indicate areas of discomfort, uncertainty, or sensitivity that require gentle exploration. Asking the right questions can uncover these hidden layers of meaning and create more meaningful dialogue. Cultural listening involves understanding that communication styles vary significantly across cultures, generations, and personal backgrounds. What feels like interruption in one culture might be enthusiasm in another. Effective listeners adapt their approach based on the speaker's communication preferences and cultural context. Listening in digital communication. Modern communication increasingly occurs through digital channels, where listening skills must adapt to new formats. In video calls, paying attention to facial expressions and tone becomes even more critical since other nonverbal cues are limited. Email and text communications require listening to tone and intent through word choice and phrasing. Professional networks frequently discuss how communication mistakes multiply in digital environments, where the absence of immediate feedback makes misunderstandings more likely. The asynchronous nature of digital communication offers unique opportunities for better listening. We can read messages multiple times, consider responses carefully, and ask clarifying questions without the pressure of immediate response. However, this also creates temptations to multitask or respond hastily without full attention. Creating listening-rich environments. Individual listening improvement is important, but creating environments that encourage and reward good listening amplifies the benefits. In meetings, establishing ground rules about interruptions, encouraging questions for clarification, and explicitly valuing different perspectives can dramatically improve communication quality. Leaders play crucial roles in modeling and reinforcing listening behaviors. When managers demonstrate genuine interest in employee input, ask follow-up questions, and act on feedback received, they create cultures where everyone feels heard and valued. Communication-focused leadership development increasingly emphasizes these listening competencies as essential leadership skills. Family and relationship dynamics also benefit from intentional listening practices. Regular check-ins where each person has uninterrupted time to share, and others practice active listening without advice giving, can transform relationship quality and intimacy. Overcoming listening obstacles. Several common obstacles prevent effective listening, even when people have good intentions. Emotional triggers, topics or phrases that provoke strong reactions can instantly derail listening ability. Recognizing personal triggers and developing strategies to stay present despite them is crucial for consistent listening improvement. Time pressure creates another significant obstacle. When we feel rushed, the temptation to interrupt, finish others' sentences, or push for quick conclusions increases dramatically. Building buffers into schedules and setting realistic expectations about conversation duration can help maintain listening quality even under pressure. Technology distractions pose modern challenges that previous generations didn't face. The mere presence of smartphones can reduce listening quality, even when they're not actively being used. Creating phone-free zones and times for important conversations demonstrates respect and enhances focus. Measuring listening improvement. Improving listening skills requires honest self-assessment and feedback from others. Simple metrics like tracking how often you interrupt, how many clarifying questions you ask, or how accurately you can summarize others' points provide concrete measures of progress. Seeking feedback from trusted colleagues, friends, or family members about your listening skills can provide valuable insights that self-reflection alone might miss. Questions like, "Do I make you feel heard when we talk?" or "What could I do to be a better listener?" can reveal blind spots and improvement opportunities. Regular practice with low-stakes conversations helps build listening muscle memory. Engaging in conversations with the specific goal of understanding rather than responding, or challenging yourself to ask 3 follow-up questions before sharing your own thoughts, can accelerate skill development. The ripple effects of better listening. When individuals improve their listening skills, the benefits extend far beyond their immediate interactions. Better listening creates psychological safety, encouraging others to share more openly and honestly. This increased openness leads to better problem-solving, more innovative solutions, and stronger relationships. In organizations, improved listening at all levels enhances employee engagement, reduces conflicts, and improves customer satisfaction. Teams with strong listening cultures make better decisions because they gather and consider more diverse perspectives before acting. Personally, better listening skills enhance empathy, emotional intelligence, and overall life satisfaction. People who feel truly heard are more likely to reciprocate with their own improved listening, creating positive cycles of enhanced communication. Conclusion. The social communication mistake most people make: failing to truly listen while focusing on what to say next is both pervasive and correctable. In our fast-paced, attention-scattered world, the ability to offer genuine, focused listening has become a rare and valuable gift. Those who master this skill gain significant advantages in every area of life. They build stronger relationships, become more effective leaders, achieve better business results, and experience deeper connections with others. Most importantly, they contribute to a more understanding and empathetic world. The journey toward better listening begins with awareness and continues with daily practice. Every conversation offers an opportunity to choose curiosity over judgment, understanding over being understood, and connection over correction. In making this choice consistently, we not only improve our own communication effectiveness but also model and encourage better listening in everyone around us. The most successful people aren't necessarily the best talkers, they're often the best listeners. In a world full of people waiting to speak, those who truly listen stand out, succeed, and make lasting positive impacts on everyone they encounter.